Country Bob FM. Here we go with the Bob Almanac here this morning.
We got something new.
Have no clue how to play it, but I was, you know, when I was sick, I had to do something with my time, so I whittled this wooden recorder out of an old table leg.
Wow.
You know, pretty sure there's a way to play Aqualung on this, but I can't.
You know who knows how to play that?
A little Men at Work, a little...
Haji from Johnny Quest. He was very good at playing that.
Well, you know, I don't want to get too good because all of a sudden there are going to be cobras in here.
Right.
They're going to be cobras and snakes.
Yep, that's what he
rising
did.
Rising out of wicker baskets.
Right.
We don't want that. Maybe you can handle it.
I know. I'd rather say Haji could do it. He was very, very skilled.
Tuesday, August 8th is the day today, 220th day of the year. We have 145 days left to go. We've got an almanac salute today.
We do. I have three cards. Beagle of the tying run at the plate with Gaetti at second. To deep left field, and that one is gone.
He was sitting on that changeup.
I still, from John Tudor, I still get chills.
I
loved
it.
Tied the game. Game 6, 87 World Series, Don Baylor. Crowd goes wild. Tudor dejected. Can't believe it.
Yeah, I know, and I loved it. That set the stage for Herbeck's heroics.
Right.
A little later.
Yeah, the Twins would take the lead later, and then Herbeck, we already had the lead when Herbeck had his grand slam, and that pretty much sealed the deal.
Was it 7-6 then, and then Herbeck hit the home run?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. He was 68, Don Baylor passing away. He had cancer, multiple myeloma.
Yeah, he's been battling
for 14
that.
Years.
Yeah,
and he had been a manager and played for the Angels and the Red Sox. He went from us then to the A's and played in their World Series.
Three in a row.
So,
played Red Sox.
Yeah, because he was Red Sox in 86.
Yeah.
Red Sox in 86, losing to the Mets. And then the Twins and then the A's the next year against the Dodgers.
Dodgers, yep.
So Don Baylor, remembering him here today, gone now but not forgotten. He'll be in that gone but not forgotten list.
Yep.
1876, on this date, inventor Thomas Edison received a patent, something he did a lot of. He had a lot of patents. How did he have time to invent? He was at the patent office all the time, just sitting there waiting in line, reading a magazine. Maybe that's where he did his inventing.
Could be.
The patent office waiting room.
Yeah, that was like Norm walking into Cheers when Edison walked into the patent office.
What did you read to? What did you invent now?
Yeah,
what do you got now for
it?
Another crackpot invention.
Right.
This was the mimeograph machine, not a crackpot invention. It was the precursor to the copy machine.
Yes.
1876. I just assume Mr. Frigidaire was the man who invented the refrigerator, but 1899, A.T. Marshall patented the refrigerator.
He did good work there.
You know, early refrigerators were gas-powered, powered by gas. You don't think of... Lighting
like
a flame.
Gasoline?
Well, no, natural gas or LP.
Okay.
Or yeah, not, well, I don't know.
Maybe there's
you
a
could
gasoline
get anything
powered.
That burns. I mean, you could have coal powered if you wanted. But it doesn't, you know, in logic, it doesn't make sense to light a fire to keep something cool. But you actually did because you'd have a pilot light burning in those. Very handy where you don't have electricity.
Right.
Gas powered refrigerator. Very familiar with those. 1899, 1932, the original animal actor Rin Tin Tin died. Ooh. Rin Tin Tin.
More of a German Shepherd type dog, wasn't
didn't,
it?
Didn't, yes, yeah. Yes, he was. He wasn't a collie like Lassie.
Right.
A whole different breed. 1932 is when that happened. 1956, Japan launched an oil tanker that was 780 feet long, 84 some tons, largest oil tanker in the world. And they did wise too. They good decision. They didn't allow Joseph Hazelwood to
anywhere near it.
Yeah, didn't allow him to captain it or steer it or even work the bar like Isaac. He wasn't even the bartender, the ship purser.
That's probably good.
Yeah. 1963, 15 thieves stole $7 million. It was what was known as the Great Train Robbery in Britain.
Oh,
that happened on this date.
Remember that?
1963. Nobody holds up trains anymore. That was the big thing back then.
Well,
trains must not be holding and carrying a whole lot of money anymore.
I don't think so.
Just a lot of goods.
It's kind of a lost art.
Just a lot of goods. Dry goods, liquid goods. They got it all on trains. 1968, Richard Nixon nominated for president. at the Republican convention in Miami. That was in 68.
That was both a high and a low.
On this date, yeah, exactly, because that was in 1968 that he was nominated. Of course, he would be elected and then reelected in 72, but it was exactly 6 years after that first nomination.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president.
The luckiest son of a gun in politics ever.
In this office.
Right.
Right.
There he is, Richard Nixon resigning. This was this date. He would then, of course, step down. He'd get onto the helicopter and head on out on August 9th.
Sad day in American history, really.
It was, well, no, a lot of people rejoicing. Well,
I know, but it's just a shame that it all came to that.
All because of a piece of duct tape on the doorknob at the Watergate Hotel. Right, somebody went in there to steal some information, and they were sloppy. They didn't clean up after themselves. Well, they would have gotten away with it, too, if it wouldn't have been for those meddling kids.
Kids, that's right.
Woodward and Bernstein. Those are the meddling kids.
Yes, they were.
And they didn't have a dog that said, "Ruh, ruh." So that was in 74, Richard Nixon stepping down. Famous Hollywood sign taken down, replaced by a new one. 1978. The old one, if you look at old pictures of the old one, it was really dilapidated. It was really, you know, now it's pristine and white and it's lit up and everything. But prior to 78, it was
in a bad way.
It was roughshod. That was in 78. This date, 1982, speaking of baseball and Boston Red Sox, so one of Don Baylor's old teammates, Jim Rice, on this date, 1982, ran into the bleachers to help a four-year-old boy had been hit by a line drive. There are pictures of Jim Rice holding this boy, taking him to medical authorities and EMS and EMT people. And Jim Rice is credited with saving this boy's life.
Wow.
Because
I did not know that.
He ran into the bleachers at Fenway Park on this date, 1982.
And to think I've got a Jim Rice foul ball.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You didn't get hit in the head with it, though.
No, I wasn't.
Are we sure?
Are we sure of that? Well, It was a glancing blow.
We might want to do some tests.
Right.
Alan, if you're going to have lunch and get to that meeting, you better get going.
Shut up, Mel.
A knife in a bag.
That's right.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir.
All right, shut up, Mel. Mel.
Poor Mel.
Yeah, Dick Deacon on this date. Richard Deacon, he died.
One of my favorites.
Played Mel on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and of course, he was also Lumpy's father.
Yeah.
Fred Rutherford on Leave It to Beaver. He had the classic pattern baldness.
He did.
And he wore it well. He didn't try to hide it like Alan Brady.
Right, that's right. Yes.
With the toupees.
Yeah.
Richard Carl Deacon. Reiner.
One of the great character actors.
He was. And, of course, you and I are always looking for Richard Deacon lookalikes.
Yes.
And every 5 or 6 years or so, we find one.
You found the best one.
I found one in Denver.
That last one you sent me, that was one of that was... That was his doppelganger.
I totally expected Lumpy to be there, or I expected somebody to yell, "Shut up, Mel," from behind me in the press box.
I'll never forget.
So that's in 84. That's what happened then. 86 was a sad day for me, I know, because Michael Knight.
Kit.
Last time.
Done.
Airing on NBC TV.
Great TV theme, though.
Knight Rider. 1986, pretty good theme. Then 1992, 6 years later, MacGyver aired for the last time. Richard Dean Anderson, Minnesota native.
Yeah. Didn't like this theme quite as well, I know.
But it's recognizable. Yeah. You know exactly what it is and who it is.
Yeah.
And you know that he's up in a paper clip and some gum. So there he is, MacGyver, 1992. Still couldn't set his VCR, though. So that was in 92. Also in 92, let's go across the pond to España.
The U.S. has defeated Croatia 117-85, and they have won the gold here in Barcelona.
Another nail-biter.
Yeah, the Dream Team. This was the 92 Dream Team, 117-85, the first Dream Team. And really the only. They had Dream Team 2, Dream Team 3, but this was the Dream Team with everybody on there. Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, David Robinson, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Oh, and Christian Laettner was on there,
too.
Oh,
for sure. Yeah.
Don't forget about that. But the Barcelona Summer Olympics, it was amazing. These guys were like rock stars in Barcelona. And the funniest thing about that is they would whip on a team about 50 or 60 points, and the team would want to have a picture.
Right. Autographs, pictures.
That's just whooped them by 60 points.
Yeah. Well, for them, they could say, I played against
them. They were just happy to be there at that point in time, the old cliche.
Because they worked everybody pretty hard. That was
1992.
Good.
That was the first time that professionals were allowed to play in the Olympic Games. 2001, the divorce between Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman finalized. They had been together 11 years. It just started to break down.
Yeah.
And that was in 2001. 2008, let's go to Nightline.
In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else.
Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards admitting to have an extramarital affair.
Oops.
Back in 2006, this aired on Nightline. This date, 2008. You know, it's funny, I watched that, most of that interview. At no point in time does he say affair. He just always calls it a mistake.
Mistake.
Doing what politicians do.
Right.
Spinning.
Spinning.
Spinning and spinning. But anyway, 2008 is when that happened. Let's move on to birthdays today. Neil, you know who gives Colonel Steve Austin his orders.
I do.
Do you not?
Steve,
oh, for sure.
Nobody. Nobody is going to approve the outlay of billions of dollars for construction and equipment on land that's on an earthquake fault.
Tell that to the people in San Francisco, Bill.
He helped to take a man barely alive and rebuild him.
Yes, they did.
Know? And he also had to fight off fembots. before Austin Powers, there were fembots on $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman. And Oscar Goldman had to fight him off.
He was the guy.
And then there was a robot of Oscar Goldman. And you know who was the master of the fembots in that episode? John Houseman.
Oh, really?
He built fembots the old-fashioned way. He earned them.
Ah, very nice.
So, Richard Anderson.
I just saw him in an episode of Gunsmoke.
Oscar Goldman from the Bionic series. And you weren't a kid unless you had an Oscar Goldman action figure to go along with your Steve Austin action figure. Because he had the exploding briefcase. Richard Anderson, he's still going strong. Good to see that. He is. He's 91 today. Also, happy birthday, Mel Tillis.
You see, I stutter. And stuttering ain't no problem unless you're talking. In my case, it sometimes messes up my fun. For instance, tonight, bartender here at the hotel asked me if he could buy me a drink. And by the time I could say okay, the bar was closed.
That's him on a Dean Martin roast. Why Mel Tillis is roasting Joe Namath, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the connection there?
Well,
but maybe Joe Namath liked country music.
Yeah, I bet he did.
He was a bit of a country boy, but he's also Broadway Joe. He came from the hills of Pennsylvania.
I saw his show in Branson. He put on a great show.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Is that when you took the bus down? You had the full beard and the white country Q t-shirt?
Yep.
One of those great photos that I think got eaten by mice at the studio up in Princeton.
I sure hope so. That's let's see, how many years ago was that? 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years ago. I think it was 96 or 97.
So Mel Tillis, happy birthday, 85. And Neil, as our resident Bob FM baseball historian, your thoughts on Frank Howard, who's 81 today?
Oh, I met Hondo. I met him at a sporting goods show in the early 80s.
His hands were huge.
The biggest hands of any man I'd ever shook his hands. His fingers were, you know, they were like, 3-inch PVC pipe.
They were like corn cobs.
Yeah, he was a big, very nice, friendly man. Yeah, he, and the baseball bat, you know, his proverbial toothpick in his hands. Yeah. He was a big man.
Was he 6'7"?
6'7". I think he was 6'8", they listed him at. And, you know, he was sturdy, too.
They're comparing the new kid, Aaron Judge, to him.
Yeah, similar. Well, Judge is more chiseled than Hondo was.
There's
just
some pictures.
Thick.
There's some pictures with him, like playing first base, and then there's a guy on first base, like a 5'8" or some little kid. Just it looks
ridiculous.
Like he'd eat him.
Yeah, yeah. So Frank Howard, birthday today.
Yeah, he's 81 today.
He's 81. Still around.
Remember him playing for the Senators?
Sure,
a lot. Right?
Absolutely,
the Senators.
Yep.
Post Twins after they had moved.
That's awesome. He's still around.
So happy birthday to him. A pretty good actor, multiple award winner, Dustin Hoffman.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister Anthea.
Tootsie, one of the great movies. Dustin Hoffman.
Very talented guy.
80 today. Won the Academy Awards for Rain Man. Very good in that. Kramer versus Kramer. Hook, Dick Tracy. Meet the Fockers. He's good in that.
All the President's Men.
Speaking of Richard Nixon, yeah. The Graduate, of course.
He was one of the... He was either Woodward or Bernstein.
Midnight Cowboy. I'm walking here. That was an ad-lib line. That wasn't supposed to happen. He wasn't supposed to almost get hit by a cab in New York City there with John Voight in Midnight Cowboy. Oh, wow. But all of a sudden, a car knocked him down. He goes, I'm walking here. And it's in the movie, and it's a classic. Dustin Hoffman, a classic in his own. He's 80 today. Singer and actress Connie Stevens is having a birthday today. Do you remember the television show Hawaiian Eye?
I do. Because I was a big Connie Stevens fan.
What was her... It was a cricket? Was she cricket?
Yeah,
that was her character.
I think that's what it was.
I almost said Gidget, but it's cricket. So Connie Stevens from Hawaiian Eye.
She wasn't in a Bond movie. She was like in a Matt Helm movie with Dean Martin or something, I think.
She's 79.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will.
Philip Balsley.
The city. Jackson Lab Research.
Cousin
and
Phil.
Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
He is the baritone of the Statler Brothers. He is 78 today. Happy birthday. That's him singing his part in the Class of 57.
Love the TV themes today.
Top notch. Almost as good as the guy played the recorder.
Almost. Oh my God. You're going crazy over there.
That wasn't too bad.
I actually kind of
matched.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's easier when you have music behind you.
Right.
I can't hear songs in my head. I need it going on. But there you go. We have John Baker. John of Ponch and John. Larry Wilcox of Chips is 70.
Wow.
If you haven't seen the Chips movie, don't.
All right,
it's
terrible.
Brutal. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with the actual show. If you're a fan of the show, you don't want to go.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the show. It's a farce. It's awful. It's brutal. And... it earned money as though it was brutal.
Duly noted.
Okay. So Larry Wilcox, 70.
But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I play a game. So that's how it ought to be. Because I'm easy.
Keith Carradine, one of the Carradine boys. From the movie Nashville from 1975. He wrote this song, he sung it, and he won the Academy Award for Best Original Song.
Wow.
Keith Carradine is 68. His brother David was in Kung Fu. His other brother Robert was one of the geeks, one of the nerds in Revenge of the Nerds. That was Robert. So Keith Carradine, 68 today. Ralph Melf.
I still got it.
Yes, he does. He'll always have it, as far as I'm concerned.
He was the man.
Donnie Most, Ralph Melf from Happy Days. He's 64. Deborah Norville. Inside Edition host, 59. The Edge plays guitar for U2, is 56. The drummer for Poison, he has both of his arms. Ricky Rocket is 56. Rapper Kool Moe Dee, 55. Can you just start rambling off one of his raps at this point?
Give me the recorder and I'll do something.
One of his rhymes. Sable, the lovely Sable.
Oh, yes.
Her real name is Renee Merrill. She was married to Merrill, the guy with the kendo sticks, and then she later married Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Yeah, she had the puppies. Wrestler Sable is 50 today. How about a country artist today? I like this one. This is a good song.
Laugh at me. Don't call me. Get your pleasure from my pain.
Mark Wills is 44, 19-something.
Mm-hmm.
I Do Cherish You, Wish You Were Here.
Jacob's Ladder.
That's another good one. And then this one here. I'm the little boy with glasses, the one they called the geek.
Yeah, they'll laugh at me.
So Mark Wills, happy birthday today. We're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you.
Oh,
please keep
that
in mind. We are laughing with you. So he's 44. Another singer. This is the lead singer from the group Creed. Some hits in the 90s. Scott Stapp is 44. Drew Lachey, 41. 98 degrees. Was the brother-in-law of what's-her-face?
Nick Lachey was
married to Jessica Simpson. Drew Lachey is 41. He won Dancing with the Stars. Roger Federer, tennis star, 36. Happy birthday to him today. And now it's your turn.
All right, just a few on the gone but not forgotten list. Actress Sylvia Sidney, born on this day, 1910. You may remember her for You Only Live Once. And she was also in Beetlejuice. A movie producer, De Laurentiis. Now you remember Hannibal, U-571. Body of Evidence, Dune, Conan the Destroyer. He did all these movies. Serpico, remember that one from
those
early
are all
70s.
Great.
Yeah, Dino De Laurentiis, movie producer born on this day, 1919. Emmy Award-winning and film and TV director, William Asher. Oh, nice. Such high drama films as Beach Blanket Bingo.
There was so much riding on these movies. Critically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. That was his work.
Which really, that's not so much a movie as is a how-to.
It's a
right?
Yeah,
it's
a
like
tutorial,
a how-to video,
really,
right?
And then, but you know, some of his movies may not have been the hardest-hitting dramas, but his TV programs, how about Make Room for Daddy with Danny Thomas, I Love Lucy, The Patty Duke Show, Gidget, Dukes of Hazzard.
And he was married to Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched.
Oh, he was. William Asher.
Yes,
he won Emmy for Bewitched, as a matter of fact. His name was William Asher, and he was born on this day, 1921. Same year, swimming champion and actress Esther Williams was born on this day. And, you know, she did a lot of movies where there was synchronized swimming involved. Esther Williams, 1921.
Those are my favorite movies. There was a time when I didn't go to a movie unless it had synchronized swimming in it.
Well, you no doubt had a poster of Esther Williams in your room then. And famed college basketball coach, he was follically challenged and he loved to chew on towels. Jerry Tarkanian, the coach at UNLV.
The shark, right?
Shark. Yeah.
Tark the Shark.
He was born on this day, 1930. Jim, they're all gone. But not forgot.
At UNLV, I don't think they ever broke any laws or broke regulations, any NCAA rules and regulations.
By the book.
By the book. Very
black,
much by the book.
Black and white, by the book.
Okay.
Chop, chop.
Any facts?
No facts.
How about a sponsor?
Kurt Weirs, United Country Realty. It seems that Kurt knows the country just about better than anybody. Thank you, Kurt Weirs, United Country Realty. Annandale.
Better than our dairy princesses. They know the country pretty well.
They did.
That
great.
Was evident. And they know how to talk well.
Those young ladies did.
They
superb.
Might be hosting this show soon.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Mel Tillis is 85 today. Here's a little Mel on Bob. She's a